This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Supporters of an effort to put the right to an abortion into Colorado's Constitution are ramping up their campaign. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Initiative 78 would write abortion access into the state constitution instead of just state law. It would also remove the current public funding ban for the procedure. The campaign is launching its first ad, featuring a couple who had an abortion after the fetus got a terminal diagnosis. Karen Middleton is co-chairing the campaign.
You don't know what kind of access to healthcare you're going to need until you're in that situation. And what I always say is, you don't want to be telling someone when you're not in their shoes how they should be making a decision.
Opponents, including the Colorado Catholic Conference, say it's wrong to use tax dollars to pay for a procedure many taxpayers are deeply morally and ethically opposed to. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state health department is sending text and email reminders about annual flu shots to Coloradans age 65 and older. They'll go out to the more than 880,000 Coloradans who may be due for a shot. Public charter schools are funded with tax dollars, but they are independently run. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports they will soon get a boost from the federal government.
The main advocacy group for charter schools, the Colorado League of Charter Schools, received a five-year, $68 million federal grant. Up until this year, the grants had been distributed by the State Department of Education, but now the nonprofit will distribute up to 30 grants for groups to start new charter schools, expand existing schools, and replicate schools that are successful. The group says the funding will allow a significant expansion of charter schools across Colorado. The emphasis will be on improving academic outcomes for at-risk and academically struggling students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.